At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
Magic 106.7, we are Boston's Christmas station. Nothing says Merry Christmas, nothing says the holidays here in Boston anyway, like the holiday pops. The Maestro!
Hey, hi David, how is everyone?
Good morning, happy holidays,
almost holidays. Yeah, it's the start of a big hill that we will start tonight, actually, with a special preview for our troops, men and women in combat, and the alumni from our armed services. And then we start officially for the public tomorrow.
Opening night.
On the 5th. And between the 5th and the 31st of December, there will be approximately 50 Boston Pops concerts.
Wow.
So do the math.
So you won't sleep for the next few weeks. But I feel like when the Holiday Pops kicks off, that is sort of the unofficial start of the holiday season here in Boston, because you're that iconic.
Well, we like to think so, and since this year, Thanksgiving being when it was, it really did press right up to the end of Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
People asked what you did for Thanksgiving. I said, nothing.
Yeah, I know, the lead up to this, must be.
No, it's all good, though. It's amazing how many people value these concerts and how much joy we have the honor to get to bring.
Yeah. We had the good fortune to participate. We read The Night Before Christmas several years ago. Mm-hmm. And if you've attended Holiday Pops, I mean, I don't know what I thought, but I was unprepared for just how much work goes into the whole performance aspect of you and your team and the performers. You really get sort of a backstage view of it when you're reading, you know, The Night Before Christmas. It's such a wonderful thing.
Literally,
to take part
we make so you stay backstage so you don't wander off.
That's right.
They lock us in a green room. What struck me when I was on stage is that you can see the faces of the families and the kids and everything, and they're just their jaws dropped and they're just in awe. And that doesn't get old for you, I'd imagine. You've been doing this, what, 29 years?
29 years.
And you can see
counting
the joy. Well, next year is his big 30th anniversary. That's amazing.
That is true. It's kind of hard to believe.
Yeah.
That's actually, not only does that not get old, seeing those looks is what makes it not get old for, you know, anything can become routine. Mm-hmm. But what we do during the holidays feels so special that it feels worth getting up for it one more year.
So can I just tell you something that's going to shock all of you? I've never been to the Holiday Pops.
Oh, wait,
I'm 42 years old and I've lived here my whole life, and I've never gone to the Holiday Pops. So I want you to tell me, what would it be like if I went to enjoy the Holiday Pops? Because we never went when I was a kid. And I have never been.
Well, number one, we can fix that.
We can.
You know people in the media, I'm told. And in fact, one of them is standing right over there. He's already writing down what day you'd like to come. We can
I know
fix
it's a
that.
Part of so many people's traditions. So what, you know, what can people expect this year if they're going?
Oh. Well, that's a great lead in.
Yeah.
It's as usual for people whom it is part of their tradition. We try to balance things that they expect to come back to every year, because the holidays are a time when we reserve for experiences that feel familiar and comfortable. So, of course, we have a great relationship with Santa, and we see him very frequently, and he does write his own material. We have a great sing-along, which is an amazing chance to hear 2,000 people sing your favorite Christmas carols with the Boston Pops. And we have our own version of the 12 Days of Christmas that is absolutely the best ever penned anywhere.
They're always very timely.
Fun.
Plus, for people on the kind of opposite side of what they're looking for spectrum, the Tanglewood Festival Chorus this year will do a brand new arrangement of All I Want for Christmas Is You.
Nice.
Lots of Santa time and lots of Christmas cookies.
Yeah, you noted it, and it is. It's one of those events where you'll see families, you'll see small children, large parties of you know, families that clearly make this tradition a part of their celebration each and every year. So it really is something
amazing. We got to get you there, Ken.
I know, and I know everybody gets dressed up, and that's that's, I love that. It's my favorite thing to do is get dressed up and go out into the city or go out and enjoy things like this. And I've never done it. I don't know why.
And it's about the feeling you get.
This year is the year.
Yeah. My year to go?
Yeah.
It's my year to go.
Don't let her off of this.
Yeah. No. She's going.
Keith, great to see you. We'll put links on the Magic homepage, Facebook, and Instagram, and
BostonPops.org.
Yes.
BostonPops.org.
It's time.
.org for a little bit more. Keith Lockhart, Maestro, great to see you. Happy holidays.
Thanks, guys. Happy holidays to you. Merry Christmas. Great to see all of you.